Ikeda felt it was time to make her announcement. She stood by the fire, leaning on her sabre.
Listen to what I have to say. No more do I go up against that abbey. Now we must seek vengeance against the schnicks, the monsters what slayed the good Captain Plug. Hear me. Tomorrow I hunt the serpents to their death, and you will be at my side and make them pay for our friend Plug, yeah?
Slitfang emerged from behind the firelight and put the crew of the sea scabs view bluntly.
We ain't going.
Vorto hurried forward, spear at the ready.
Silence! The princess is the leader of this group now.
Slitfang drew his cutlass and pointed it at Vorto.
Shut your mouth and keep out of this. Leaders, eh? I'm the leader of the sea scabs crew when the captain ain't here, and I say we ain't going on no snake hunt, see?
Kerda curled her lips scornfully at him.
So, you are the cowards now. You don't care nothing about the captain. Sea scum, you are not fit to lead.
Kerda was a bit taken aback when Slitfang laughed in her face.
Listen to her, mates. She loved our captain so much that she wants revenge for him. Who do you think you're fooling, Pink Eyes? I heard you and Riggan talking together when Plug got taken. Vengeance, me eye. You saw the crown on the snake's head. Now you know where the treasure lies, in the serpent's den. That's what you're after, missy. Don't listen to her, mates. She'll get the lot of you killed.
Kerda was trying to hold her rising temper under control.
All right. All I want is the crown and a pouring that belongs to my family. You can have all the rest, split it like booty between you. It is mine command that we go, so obey.
Slitfang was beginning to enjoy baiting the princess.
Ah, we'll go all right. First thing tomorrow, straight back to our ship. We're freebooters, not fools. I'll tell you something else too. Don't try and stand in our way. Right, crew?
The sea scab's company rose, cheering with him to a beast.
Oh, we've had enough. Let's ship out.
You're giving the orders, Captain Slitty.
Tis what Plug would have wanted.
Kerda seemed to wilt under the weight of opinion against her. She lowered her sabre, shrugging and smiling ruefully. She skirted the fire. Her paw held out to Slitfang.
So you are a freebooter who knows his own mind, yar. Go if you must. No hard feelings, eh, Slitty?
The weasel chuckled.
Aye, and good luck with your snake hunt, princess.
Lowering his cutlass, he held forth his paw. It was as if Kerda were back at Riftguard, chopping turnips in the armoury. Two lightning-swift strokes of a sabre, one across, one down. Tazin reached for a dagger, but dropped her paw as a blade touched the back of her neck, and Riggan whispered in her ear.
Just try, and you're a dead beast for sure.